Welcome. Today I will be interviewing the Senior Vice President of RBC Insurance, Mr. Michael Hamilton. He has a strong track record in accelerating sales, increasing profitability, training and development top flight sales teams, new business development, and operations. In addition, Mr. Michael Hamilton also has extensive expertise in relationship building, strategic planning, logistics, and finance. Mr. Hamilton, I'd like to thank you very much for joining us today. I'd like to begin by asking you the following questions. With over 20 years of success in insurance, financial services, and experience in banking industries, how have services changed as time has progressed?
Yeah, well, thanks for having me, Magdalena.
My pleasure.
I think it's over the last 20, 25 years, it has dramatically changed from due to technology, regulatory pressures and oversight, and even consumers as far as their demands and engagement on how they want to do business with us. Basically, consumers tell us that insurance is a complex and relatively difficult to understand, and a trend towards designing simplified solutions, becoming more straightforward end-to-end, easy to apply for, easy to understand the production, and ultimately meeting the needs of the clients. 25 years ago, the insurance companies set the standard, whereas today I believe consumers set the standard because there's much more education and availability and choice in the marketplace. When we look at a variety of coverages, whether that's the weather-related events that are happening, and that affects, obviously, the property and homeowners type of insurance, to even as simple as consumer debt has dramatically risen over the years, which is why it's more necessary today than ever to have affordable insurance. So, therefore, items like term insurance and having the right coverage and, if you will, a cafeteria-style type of an approach that people can pick their term, pick the things that they want to have coverage on, and apply for those on a greater need. And being in a world of, the B2B and the Uber world and how fast things are changing, and the fact that mortality and our clients are living longer. As an industry, we have to get better at what we do and simplify what we do to ensure the community is understanding what they're getting for the long term.
What are some of the advantages and disadvantages associated with advancements in technology? How does this impact overall the banking industry along with international relations?
Yeah, I think, I'll speak specifically more to the insurance and wealth side of the business, but I think it encompasses many of the similar type trends, is that the data, what we refer to as big data, and the analytics impacting virtually every aspect of how we advise, how we service, and from a product design to even how our distribution mechanics work, from the advisory standpoint to the availability of young people, what we refer to as the millennials, coming up, being able to push coverages to their phones, if you will, an app-based society, and being able to have that mobile self-serve and having it impactful. I mean, even in my own life with having a teenage daughter in university, they need to have rental coverage and their car coverage and so on and so forth, and they want it immediately. They're not of a generation that want to sit down and have a long explanation, but rather fed that information on an ongoing basis. So really it falls upon us as an industry to identify the digital disruption that's going on and identify what the client's needs are, how they want it delivered, and meet them at their place. The increased reliance on technology and social media and less focus on the traditional bricks and mortar that You wake up in the morning, you go down to the corner agent, to the corner branch, and do your business. It basically is done literally over a 5-inch screen across the kitchen table. The additional part is client purchases behavior. 65% of Canadians will research individual insurance products on the internet, but advisors and financial professionals are still the most valuable information source, because when it comes to purchasing, while 65% is researched, 85% is still purchased through or with an advisor and a company. And this month in November, we're promoting financial literacy, and part of that is understanding insurance and the needs and the coverage and the safety for long term in your life. Additional aspects are social media. How do we engage? How do we gain the attention of our clients and the engagement long term? And ultimately, competition is much faster and much more savvy. But I will say, as an industry, because of the regulatory boundaries that we are kept within, it is important that we continue to look at how we do it and meet the needs of the clients. And these analytics and this information that we're able to gather on our clients makes it that much easier to give the right advice, so that it's as opposed to a cookie cutter solution, meaning the same for everyone. We're able to give individual advice to provide specific alternatives to each and every client. And I think that is the biggest difference and is better in the long term.
Absolutely. As the president and chief executive officer of Hamilton Integrity Group, you provided consulting and implementation on quantitative and qualitative data analytics in order to provide organizations with an ability to accelerate to scale efficiently and both effectively. Would you be able to discuss the significance and the impact of assessing quantitative and qualitative data analytics?
I think it when I was as a consultant coming into a variety of companies throughout the financial sector on within North America, I think while there's plenty of information out there and financial institutions have quite a bit of information, but really the specialty comes down to what do you do with that information, being able to prioritize that data to be able to execute a client engagement model to meet the clients where they want to be and at what time in their lifestyle planning they're at. So a millennial, that 19 to 25-year-old, at a certain point in their life, in their 30s, 25 to 35, you're at another point in your life, and so on and so forth. And I think we as organizations, while it has tended to be what I'll call an acquisition model, meaning just how do we get more clients, and I'm talking as an industry now, what we would really look at is taking those analytics and looking at a migration and a persistency model. And the industry typically has been solely performing an acquisition. Get more clients, do more products, and get a deeper relationship, as opposed to looking at how do you define that different relationship? What does that person look like, and how do they want to have their lifestyle planning done so that they have less headaches? We're in a much more complicated world. Information getting bombarded by whether that's the news, whether that's information, whether that's questions, whether that's statistics, it's coming at us every single day, and we have only 24 hours in a day. And I think really what our job is to do for our clients is make it easier to identify their needs, and bringing technology and fundamental practices to the forefront to identify those priorities, to be the most successful we can to engage clients and to give them the best experience for the long term.